And it was raining, and he said, very poor little girl, she said, "Mister, are you a preacher?" And he said, "Yes." "Would you come down and get my mother in?" Well, the preacher said, "Listen, if your mother's drunk," says she, "better go get the policeman. That's his job. I'm not dressed for the occasion." "Oh, no, preacher, she's not drunk. She's home and she's dying and she's afraid to die and she wants to go to heaven. Can't you come and get her in?" Well, the preacher went with a little night collar, and they got to the place where they lived, and it was a very slummy area, and they went up an old rickety stairs and an old dingy room, and there in the corner lay this woman, and this little girl said, "Mother, I've got the preacher for you. You listen to what he tells you." And that poor woman said, "Can you do anything for me? I'm a terrible sinner. I've sinned my whole life away, and I'm dying, and I'm afraid, and I'm going to hell, and I don't want to. Can you do anything for me?" Well, the preacher didn't know what to say. He'd always told people if they turned over a new leaf and lived a better life and were more cultured and refined, they'd go to heaven. But it wasn't any good to tell this woman that, because she wasn't refined, and she didn't have time to reform and change her life. So he said, he thought about his old mother used to tell him, and he said, "Well, I'll tell him what mother used to tell me. It won't hurt anyway." He said, "Woman," says, "God's very gracious and kind, and in the Bible it says he loves the world so much that he gave his son to die, and if they would believe on him, they'd not perish but have everlasting life." "Oh," she said, "that should get me in." And what said, "What about my sins?" And to his amazement, he was quoting another verse, said, "The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses from all sin." "All sin, did you say?" she said. "Yes, all sin," it says. "That should get me in. I'm going to take him as my Savior." And right then and there, she took him as her Savior. And so did the preacher. Two of them got in that night. What about you? Have you got in yet? Have you trusted the Savior? Do you know him as your own? Maybe tomorrow will be too late. Don't miss God's salvation. Trust Christ and be saved today.